You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. We're staying with wildlife for this next story, but we're going to head down to San Jose, where wild pigs have been causing quite a stir. We're not talking about little piglets here. These are big, burly beasts that weigh around 300 pounds. All that weight can do a lot of damage when it goes tearing through a suburban lawn or a golf course. And that's what these animals have been up to lately around San Jose, especially in the neighborhoods that border rural hillsides. So, in January, the San Jose City Council voted to extend a law that allows licensed people to trap and shoot the animals. The law was set to expire, but now it's in effect permanently. To find out what this means for San Jose and its pig population, KALW's Audrey Dilling spoke with Terrace Castin from California Fish and Wildlife.
So let's talk about the extension of the law.
So most cities have a law that says you can't discharge a firearm within the city limits. If you're outside the city limits, say within the county, it's usually okay, as long as it's safe on the actual property and legal to discharge a firearm. So anyway, so within the San Jose city limits, they had this law that said no discharge of firearm. So they talked it over with us and decided we can do this, but it's got, first of all, the landowner has to come to Department of Fish and Wildlife, get a depredation permit. Depredation permit just means we're giving you a permit to kill this animal because the animal is causing some kind of damage to your property. And the other thing is the trapper has to have a license number with us. So whoever gets that depredation permit most likely has to hire a trapper that's already permitted through us to set up that trap and to operate the trap.
So people in San Jose, though, can't just go out shooting pigs.
Right. So it's not hunting. And there is a lot of confusion out there about that. We've gotten a lot of calls about, hey, where can I go hunt pigs in San Jose? That's not it at all. People need to have damage. They need to come to us. We need to issue this. You know, if we feel that, yes, they've suffered damage and, yes, it's from wild pigs, then we can issue the permit. And then the only legal way for them to do it is to trap, and then they can shoot the pig when it's in the trap.
So why do we have to kill them? Why are they a problem, really?
Well, we don't have to kill them. They're a problem for the homeowner. If they just put sod in that cost them $1,000 and now the pigs come through in one night and all that sod is completely, it's like rototilled. It's like torn up, gone. Sometimes I'll get complaints about the pigs coming through and actually tearing up irrigation lines. And that's a huge cost to the landowner to put those all back together. So it's a problem maybe for people's finances more than anything else. They're not really a public safety threat by any stretch.
I mean, they're huge though, right? Are they pretty big? What do they
look
like?
They can get pretty big, yeah. The males can get some big tusks on them. So people are concerned, but we haven't documented really any. There was one incident actually this last summer of a woman that got attacked. But beyond that, I don't think we've documented any other attacks on humans. So
what are the primary areas that the pigs have been a problem?
So San Jose, for some reason, or Santa Clara County is a hot spot. So all up and down Coyote Valley there, like Gilroy, San Martin, Morgan Hill, and San Jose. And I think, you know, the habitat is just better for pigs out there, and they are coming in mostly in the fall looking for food and water. And they really get concentrated late summer because they come in for water.
Is the drought impacting them at all?
I think, it's concentrating them more because they're coming to look for those water spots.
So what if somebody has wild pigs coming onto their property and doing damage but doesn't want to go through the process of trapping and killing them?
Right. So I would say you want to do a combination of things. You want to, if you have a lawn and there's a bunch of grubs and stuff in there attracting the pigs, treat your lawn for those grubs to get them out of there. You can also set up, you know, like motion sensor sprinklers, motion sensor lights. Some people say if you just turn a radio on to like a talk radio station so they can hear voices, that might be enough to keep them out of there.
The radio would really keep them away.
I've heard that. I've heard it as a, you know, like, hey, you should try this, but I've never gotten any feedback as to whether it actually works.
I would be very curious to know.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
anybody listening to this wants to test that.
I would like to know too.
I'll let you know.
So, okay.
okay, so does anybody ever just catch and release? Is that like take them into the hills?
Oh, everybody wants to do that. That's always a question. But that's not something we would ever permit or allow. It's just sort of moving a problem animal to another area, moving a pig into another pig's territory, potentially moving disease into a new area. So we don't do that. We just, if it's a nuisance animal, we just take care of it.
Who advocates for the animal?
Pigs?
Yeah.
Well, we do. I mean, that's you know, that's why we always say, let's try all these minimization measures first. And then, you know, as a last resort, you know, and some people are willing to really put the effort and the time into it, and other people just want it done and gone. And, you know, so it just, a lot of it depends on the person. But, you know, I understand it's an inconvenience and you don't want these animals in your yard and, you know, messing with you. But, you know, that's just sort of the world, right? So we got to deal with it.